Support for KISU comes from Lookout Credit Union, the Southeast Idaho credit union that has the educational community in mind. It provides financial solutions to ISU students, faculty, staff, alumni, as well as local school district teachers, students, and many others. Lookout Credit Union currently has 2 branches and 7 ATMs on ISU's Pocatello campus for immediate access when required. Lookout Credit Union, formerly ISU Credit Union, continues the legacy of serving the educational community.
Welcome to another episode of ASISU Speaks. This week, I'll be interviewing our student body vice president and senior in psychology, Dre Bailey. Hey, Dre, welcome to the show.
Thanks.
I'm super excited to have you here, especially since I didn't get to see you again after our shutdown and our first round of Senate together. So that was kind of sad that I didn't get to see you again after that. But
yeah, it's been a minute, but it's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to see you with our safe glass screen, and I can talk to you without the mask, which is pretty cool as well. So welcome. I'm super excited to have you here. And so is this your first ASISU Speaks, or were you able to do one last year when you were in Senate as well?
So I actually wasn't in the Senate last year, but the year prior.
The year prior. Time's a little fuzzy. I'm like, I know I served with you already, but I...
Yeah, I think I did a session with Christoph, and it was a good time.
Yes. I miss when Christoph also did this show. It was super fun to watch him. But welcome back. Anyways, so instead of being a senator, you are actually the vice president of the student body, which is a pretty big deal, pretty awesome accomplishment, I would say. So what kind of drove you to run for VP? Because you took a year off of Senate, and then I remember seeing your name on the ballot with Ayush, and I'm just, that's going to be a fire combo to have together. So inspired you?
Well, I think I kind of took a year to kind of get everything in place, make sure I had some solid stability on my side before starting. But honestly, it's something that I considered last year, being vice president for Camden. He already had someone picked out, and he did a wonderful job. So for this year, I heard that Ayush was running, and I knew that he was one of the first foreign exchange students to go for it. And at the time, he was the only one that I'd heard that was going for it. And I thought that was so cool. Like, that's a very powerful story that there's this guy that, from a different country, who I know from, past experiences and organizations, comes in and decides to be president here at ISU. And he claims that this place is a home away from home. And so I thought that was something I could really get behind. And so I wanted to be a part of it. And I thought that we had good chemistry. Like, we work really well together. We know how to keep each other in line. And so it was a solid combo.
I agree. I was super excited. First of all, Ayush was the first international student to be president, student body president, which was already a big accomplishment. But then you were his VP, and you are also what I would consider a quote-unquote true Bengal, through and through. And you guys have, made this place a home away from home. When I did serve with each of you, it was just y'all have the school spirit that I need. You got the whole pharmacy department, dress code appropriate Bengal Wednesday gear, and made sure that they were all bangled out, which I'm just like, I haven't seen that school spirit besides us giving away t-shirts at the sub or anything. So I thought that was super cool. And so it was really exciting to see you take that transition from senator to VP, especially with a historic one like Ayush.
Yeah.
So let's talk about that election, because when you guys ran, things were normal, in quotes. And then if I'm remembering, the election was still going on, but we did go into our first lockdown, and so no one was on campus. So what was campaigning looking like for you guys?
Okay, yeah. Well, we were the only ones on the ballot. There wasn't really too many people on campus, so I think it was just we concentrated as much of our effort to social media. I feel like that's the trend anyways, mm-hmm. More people are just, that's where they're going to get their advertising, or that's where they're going to get their information. So that's what we really focused on. But did we do it that hard? No. But yeah,
it was kind of hard because everybody was getting all their world information on social media at that point. So I remember seeing just like a few posts, and I think I saw like Ayush on Twitter just posting, and I'm like, oh, cool. That's cool. And that's when I knew that you were running for VP with him, was through Twitter. And so that was kind of the most I was able to keep up, because it was like every other notification was something not cool.
Yeah. I mean, it happened during, there's a lot going on. So, you know, I understand if it wasn't on everyone's list of things to pay attention to. So, but.
So when you guys won the election and it's time to start serving, how did you have to adjust? Because traditionally, you know, the senators will do like that team bonding activity where we do our retreat and then we get to go spend like one night with each other and do all these like close physical body activities and it would be fine. But then now we can't. So how do you guys adjust to get like accustomed with your new Senate?
Oh, great question. Yeah. Retreat was difficult. I mean, this is one of the first events going on campus after the lockdown and everyone was sent home. So we had to make sure that we were being good examples and following the rules as safely as possible. Our amazing advisors, both Patty and Craig, they've done an amazing job of helping us set it up. And yeah, it was different. We couldn't have the over the night, which I felt like took away a little bit of us being able to bond a little bit, you know, that mm-hmm. over the night.
I see you when you wake up and this is our first time getting to know each other and yeah, we're getting ready. And
yeah, it really solidifies some connections. And so we didn't get to have that, but we made the best of it. We still found ways to help learn more about each other, where our strengths and weaknesses were, what we wanted to accomplish that year. So I still think it was a very successful retreat, but I think that alone was just setting the tone for that things are going to be different this year. We're going to have challenges that other, you know, previous student government, they haven't had to face. And yeah, we're just going to have to go with it and do the best we can this year.
So how do you think you and your Senate have responded this year? I was able to like zoom into one of the meetings, which was already kind of weird for me because I'm like, dang, this Senate room is so nice and the chairs are, and everything is so nice and there's all this room and you feel so official. And it just felt bad almost just zooming in. So I'm sorry, this is probably just rubbing salt in the wound. But
yeah, a little bit. Yeah, no, I mean, I think we've done an amazing job. I really do. I love my centers. I love the people that I work with. I think they're passionate. I think that what we decided to do is kind of turn inward. If there's not much we can control going on in the world, let's just focus on what we do and how we can be better. And how, I guess for me, it was like, how can my centers be more prepared? How can they feel more capable and really be able to accomplish what they want in the year, despite whatever, you know, obstacles we may come across? So, yeah, I think they've done an amazing job. Of course, like we've said, things are different. I know when I served with you, you know, I'd come in with the music and we'd have the energy going.
That Bengals spirit, everyone clapping for the fight song at the end. Just rah, rah, rah.
The fight song is so hard over Zoom.
Oh,
we're
no.
all different times and, you know, but it's still there. We're still doing it.
That makes me happy that you guys are still doing it despite it over Zoom. Like, I already know whenever a professor is just like, we're going to watch something like a video on Zoom, I already like dread it a little bit because I'm like, dang, like the sound's going to be off from the grainy video. Or like today, me and another person were trying to speak at the same time and it like canceled both of us out. And so then I couldn't hear anything and my professor was talking to me. So to do that, but to sing with school spirit on top of that is what our student government truly should stand for.
Yeah, that and like trying to follow like parliamentary procedure, like exact over Zoom can be, you know, a little weird at first. Like, because people can't talk unless I like call on them. So it's like a weird thing of like, I don't know. I kind of felt like a teacher. Now I kind of know how our professors are going through, trying to figure out all the little gadgets and things that they can do. And
yeah, all of a sudden we just all had to learn Zoom.
Yeah.
I've never heard of it before.
Zoom took off.
Yeah. And then some professors, I like when they have the like reaction emojis because I feel like it's easier when they're talking like, oh, I don't have to butt in. I can throw a heart or I can do like a thumbs up or I can do all this. But if it's to a point where like you have to call them to talk and like at least like make it so it's not chaotic, That's hard. So what have you had to do? Just kind of just like do the little raise hand, or have you just winging it?
Yep. Just kind of like at first I didn't know that you could like change the settings and so that you could view like everyone. Oh. And so I was like, I kept like scrolling through and like, okay, does anyone have their hands raised? Okay, what about now? And like, and then I'd have to be like, hey, if I don't see you, I guess just holler, you know, but it hasn't been too bad. I think we've made it work. Whenever centers need something, they stop by the office, and Callie's kind of our little connecting piece there. So
that's so sweet. So if you can think on it, what's one thing that you're really proud of that you guys have been able to do this Zoom University year?
I would say I feel like we set some pretty specific goals this last semester. You know, we wanted to conduct a survey so that we could get some solid feedback from our students instead of just going, well, we think this is what they want, or I feel like they want something like this, but just really hearing them out, I think that is a step for student government. Like that needs, I want that to be something that's quite consistent. I like that we were able to get more masks for our students.
Yes. That was so nice. I was stressed. I'm like, I don't know where I'm going to get masks for school.
Yeah. I mean, let's remove as many barriers as possible. Let's try to keep our students safe. Let's just try to make their lives just a little bit easier during this tough and confusing time. So, yeah, we're like, well, you know, events aren't going on really, not that much. So what can we do? How can we impact our students? And so we've had a great bunch, you know, sit around and come up with ideas and execute them. I mean, I really love how caucus, which is just this time before our Senate meeting, mm-hmm. we have a little time to just kind of like talk about things that we're working on, things that we're seeing, or, you know, report on our committees that we sit on. It's full. Every single Wednesday, we don't have enough time because there's so much that we're working on. And that is a good feeling, knowing that even though there's a lot that's kind of put on pause, we're still going stronger than ever.
Oh, that makes me so happy. My favorite time is when caucus is just full of people with all their ideas and everybody's talking. Because I know sometimes, I don't know, in my previous years, it was kind of hard for me to get people to, like, contribute in caucus. I feel like, you know, we had, like, it was just pretty much race school spirit. And let's show where ASISU is. And let's at least get surveys out and, like, find a line of communication. But I will say ASISU has done really good with communication. Like, I swear I get, like, the ASISU memo emails, like, once a week, and they're always filled with, like, really good stuff, like adding, like, the Bengal newspaper and all these fun events. I feel like I know more and feel more connected with the student body instead of just ISU sending me an email. It's like our student body sending us, like, here's our updates.
Yeah. I feel like we have really increased our marketing, or like our Instagram, it's consistent this year. I feel like we have, you know, a post almost every week. And that was something I turned to Sam, one of our centers. She's been amazing at that. Yes. She really is. I told her, hey, I have this kind of vision of what I think our social media should be run like. I want students to know what we're doing each meeting. I want them to know about the big things going on campus. I want to support our clubs. I just want ours to be just as much of a hub as we can, really. And she's done an incredible job, even better than what I could have hoped for. So
I agree. I did not follow any ISU pages until Sam took over the ASISU page, and then Marcom took over like the actual like ISU one, and those two together at the same time really made me still feel involved with the campus, even though I haven't been on campus. This is the second time in like a whole 2.5 semesters that I've been on campus. And it's amazing. Like, if you guys aren't following the ASISU Instagram page, give it a follow. It's like at @ISU_ASISU, something like that.
Yeah. I'll look into it. I don't know the exact name of it.
It's something catchy like that. But there's constantly posts about club events or just like virtual events, things at other clubs and like resources on campus. I've seen stuff about the COVID testing going on. I've seen stuff that, I don't know, it's just like Insta pretty. It's just really well done social media work. So great job, Sam.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick break and then we're going to come right back. Welcome back. If you are just joining us, I am interviewing Dre Bailey, our student body vice president, as well as a senior studying psychology. So we've had a lot of fun talking about ASISU and just you being like a great VP in general. So like, let's switch into a little bit of just about like who you are and just like how your journey's been at ISU, because I don't know, like if you can tell in this interview, time hasn't been a really good construct for either of us.
Yeah.
I feel like we've both been here forever. And it's just crazy to me that you're also a senior, quote unquote senior, you know, before grad school, but you're a senior about to get that BA. So how you feeling? End of the journey.
Yeah. It's been a long and difficult, you know, journey, but it's been amazing. A lot of experiences, a lot of opportunities, a lot of people that I've met, a lot of memories made that I'll never forget. Honestly, ISU, this community, being in Pocatello, it's made me who I am. And so I like giving back, you know,
yes.
to show my appreciation. I know that I'm extremely grateful for a lot of the things that I have, a lot of the things that I've been able to experience here. So I want to make sure that those opportunities still exist and are even better for future generations that come here through ISU.
That is such a great answer. If we had like a real graduation speech, like I would have you just say exactly that. So what has been some of your like favorite moments here at ISU? It can be at any point.
Great question. Oh man, there's too many to count. I don't even know if I'll be able to narrow down on some, but I would say I think it's just being involved. Like honestly, I've been in quite a few organizations while I've been here at ISU.
Yeah, I can't keep up. And sometimes I'll just pop up in a new part of campus and you're already there, like working and doing something. And I'm like, oh, what's up?
I'm everywhere and nowhere, it feels like. I probably just, yeah, being involved. I mean, there's just been so many amazing people that I've met. And it's just made the whole experience here at ISU more than just going to class and going home and doing homework, you know. I feel like these are extremely important years in our life, and I feel like there's so much that you can get from college beyond just the education, you know,
mm-hmm.
the networking alone, you know. So I think just being involved has been the best part of being here at ISU. I was a part of Kappa Sigma. That has been a huge thing for me. Help kind of get my foot in the door as to being involved, and it gives you the opportunity of meeting a lot of big people here at ISU that do a lot of great things for our students.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just staying busy and building yourself in a better place for students around you.
I love that. That's bangtastic answer. I apologize for that super cheesiness. But yeah, I can agree that just being involved is probably one of the best things that you can do on campus. And you're proving right now, even when things aren't necessarily normal, when we are in this like online space, you're still finding ways to be involved and give back, which I think is super important. So like, thank you for, I know this sounds weird, but Jake, thanks for just all your service that you've given to ISU. I've seen you in so many places. You've helped me with events. Like probably one of my favorite memories I've had with you was when ASISU was doing the 4th of July parade or the homecoming parade. And you were in charge of the music and you just had a big speaker.
The boombox.
Yeah, and just DJing. You were just smiling and all of us were just chilling, doing the bangle song. And it was just cool to just see all the roads in Pocatello lined with orange and black. Everybody with their little kids coming out and like Bengal jerseys and the little like Bengal tiger stuffy toys, and everyone just like all dressed out in Bengal gear. And it just felt good being a part of something bigger that gives back to other people. And yeah, I'll just never forget your good vibes standing by you the whole time.
Hey, I try. Isn't that feel weird now? Kind of like thinking about that, like just tons of people crowded all next to each other.
Yeah.
And
I can't watch movies anymore that are like pre-pandemic because I'm like, you guys are so close to each other.
Yeah, I miss the liveliness. I miss smiles.
Yeah. Like, I miss knowing what people are like saying, and I'm missing that whole half of like body contact that I didn't know I needed.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, hopefully things will return back to normal soon, and in the meantime, we'll just make the best of what we can. I think with that whole, you know, homecoming thing, anything, really, the moment is what you make of it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, yeah, we're coming here to ISU, and really your college experience, time here is what you make of it. And if you put a little bit of effort in or
put yourself out there.
Yeah, go to be, you know, put your place in a little bit of vulnerability, a little bit of uncomfort, mm-hmm. and some amazing things can happen.
Agreed. And that's just for, and it's never too late for anybody to get involved either, which is another shameless plug for the ASISU Instagram page. There's always constant reminders of different clubs and places you can get involved in. It's just a great experience. I know I've met pretty much everybody I've gotten like any kind of opportunity with, whether it be like a job or just like an event or just some kind of recognition, has been for me getting involved in obscure random things on campus, where in the moment I'm just like, why am I doing this? Like, how did I get here? Now I'm like looking back and I'm just like, that went by so fast and that was so fun. And
it flies. It really does.
Yeah. Oh, dang. I wish I could get like a better handle on time lately, because I actually applied for graduation today. And when I sent in that application and I just like thought back, I'm just like, that was so fast. I don't feel like I even did like a fraction of the stuff that like I wanted to do yet, but I also feel like ready to move on.
Change in scenery.
Yeah.
Spice. Yeah.
And so you're getting ready to graduate with your bachelor's in psychology. And then you're talking about potentially going to grad school.
Yeah, I want to do a master's in counseling.
I think you'd be great at that. Like, I think you'd be
amazing. I'm excited for it. I don't know why I didn't think about it like earlier on. I don't know. I really like to understand people. I think that putting yourself in other people's perspectives gives you a better picture of what it is to be human and to live during this time, or just life in general. And yeah, I think it's perfect for me, and I'm super excited to help people, and especially after this COVID, I'm sure there's a lot of people who have been through a lot of struggles, and I'm just ready to, I don't know, play a part in the world, and hopefully I have some success in it and do more with it.
I'm just saying, like, just again, my personal bias is there's just been days when me and you worked in the same office and I would just come in and I would just be so drained and just like in like the worst place, and you would kind of be like in the same boat as me, but we just sit there and just like, all right, let's talk. And it literally felt like a counseling session, but like for free.
Yeah. I feel like I've been doing it for free for a really long time. And I think that's what ultimately tells why it's something that's so good for me. If I do it in my free time, if I do it without any, you know, prompt from anyone else, anything, no one's pushing me into it. I just love to hear people out and understand them and help them if I can. I think words have extreme power. I feel mm-hmm. like, you know, when we look back at some of the like really like just the moments that like, I don't know, like just really stick. You know, a lot of times, for at least for me, it was someone said something that just really just like stirred me like emotionally. And I just would love to be that person.
Yes.
For, you know, in people's lives, if I could say something that had that large of an impact.
It like breaks through that cloud, you know, it's just something that like therapists are just common sense filters. Yeah. And so I feel like that's what you are, and just especially how like open-minded and like spiritual, but also just like down to earth, like you are, you give me those moments where you're just like common sense filter. And I'm just like, oh, whoa, just changed my whole life. So yes, like I would love to see you just pass that on to like anybody and everybody, because you're meant for it. Like, I'm just super excited to hear that.
Yeah, and I think I'll learn a tremendous amount from it. I just know that I think it'll give me purpose.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's for me, that was a huge thing. I mean, obviously we know like, hey, there's got to be a job there, you know, and all these other technicalities. But man, finding something that I feel like is going to be meaningful and is going to give back and is going to keep me fueled in life and something that I'm proud about being a part of. I mean, I feel like it's a great decision, you know?
Yes. That's just my goal. I'm just like, I get the technicalities of having a job, but I think a lot of people have been realizing, especially with like just this world shutdown and then just having to be like, what gives me purpose? And I know that's not like an easy question. Like, I've been in school for like 5 years now, and it really didn't hit me until like 2 semesters ago what I could kind of do. And it's just like, what's going to make me happy every day? And that's what's going to give me the biggest paycheck, which would be nice. I'm not saying I wouldn't want that, but, you know, purpose. And having meaning in what you do instead of just doing it to check a box is key.
Yeah. I mean, because people can work really hard at something they're not passionate about.
Mm-hmm.
But I think truly the ones that just love it, you know, they have a love for it. I think that's where, like, we really see some amazing stuff. And I feel like if more people found what they loved and, you know, did it often and then got good at it, I think we'd see, I don't know, a little bit more flourishing of mankind.
Mm-hmm. A little bit more compassion for one another.
Yeah, a lot more life.
Yes.
I feel like people just don't want to waste your time, your life, doing things that you don't want to do. And obviously there's some sacrifices that definitely need to be made, but you got to find that balance and find that calling, whatever it is, or maybe not find, make it, who knows?
Well, Jay, I think that was beautiful. Like, I am truly excited to see what you do in this lifetime, because I know it's going to help a lot of people. It's going to touch a lot of people, me included. And you're just an amazing human being. So is there any last words that you want to end off with?
Oh, man, I wish I had something solid right now. Put so much pressure on me. I got to touch so many people's lives.
It's the hardest question you're going to get all semester.
Honestly, the only thing I have to say is just for anyone listening, stay safe. Mm-hmm. Hope everything's going well for you. Hope we all get through this. And, yeah, just hang in there.
Hang in there, ISU. Thank you so much, Jay.
Thank you.
Support for KISU comes from Lookout Credit Union, the Southeast Idaho credit union that has the educational community in mind. It provides financial solutions to ISU students, faculty, staff, alumni, as well as local school district teachers, students, and many others. Lookout Credit Union currently has 2 branches and 7 ATMs on ISU's Pocatello campus for immediate access when required. Lookout Credit Union, formerly ISU Credit Union, continues the legacy of serving the educational community.